CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batsford. The Law Society of Ontario, dating to the late 18th century, as the Law Society of Upper Canada. I'm joined by Conrad Black to help me understand this distinguished body of jurists and a present controversy that's coming to a vote soon enough. As I understand it, in 2016, the Law Society adopted a recommendation from members about equality, equity, inclusion, of the words that are now used, generally understood, the shorthand is woke. That was 2016, and it had to do with recommendations about hiring practices and how to avoid discrimination in the workplace. In 2019, I follow the reporting that Conrad presents us, the benchers, those are the board of governors of the Law Society, rejected the 2016 guidelines for what we now call woke. However, it comes up again in an election in several weeks' time between one slate that says, we want woke back, and the other slate says, we got rid of woke in 2019, we're moving on. Conrad, a very good evening to you. Beg pardon for reducing it into simple terms, but this is a battle of distinguished jurists, the Law Society. What is this concern that both sides have? Is there open discrimination in hiring in Canada? Not to my reading. And is the other side who says we don't need this, are they embraced by the Canadian public? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, the claim is that there has been such discrimination, but I suppose at times there must have been in the past. But we have now, and we've had for many years, statutes prohibiting that kind of discrimination, and we have national legislation, a Charter of Rights, reinforced by provincial legislation that proclaims the absolute equality of all races and groups, whether they're divided religiously or by skin color or ethnic group or sexual orientation or whatever, any kind of discrimination on anything other than legitimate merit, pardon me, is illegal. As you know, and your listeners would know, it is often hard to be sure of somebody's motives when they're hiring. I mean, let's say you're hiring somebody to do some job, and you've got 10 applications, and you ultimately hire somebody. In your case, it wouldn't be a question of discrimination, but it's normally some combination of factors and a general feeling that this person is all in all, by a narrow margin, the best one, the best chance to do the job well. And people can claim discrimination, but they can't prove it. But that's one area, and lawyers of all people should know they shouldn't be getting into that. I mean, ultimately, we have to rely on the fact, which is a fact, I think, that most people are fair-minded and don't like unfair treatment of people for reasons like what race or religion or lack of religion they are. And we can't get inside people's minds, and we do have freedom of thought. And you would have thought, I think, that the lawyers of all people would know this. But then, as you mentioned, they take it one step further and say, this isn't just lack of discrimination. This is you lawyers, all of you who are lawyers or paralegals. And this is a jurisdiction of 12 million people, Ontario. It's be a state the size of, Pennsylvania, bigger than that, probably a bit bigger than that, between Pennsylvania and Texas in population. And you all have to go out and promote not only equality, this whole concept of inclusiveness, which can be very meticulously and annoyingly defined in everything you do. I mean, not just in hiring people in your law office, but if you're a member of a club, or if you're a member of a religious congregation, if you share a hobby with people, and you hunt birds or collect butterflies or go canoeing together in the great, you know, in the Northwest Territories, you have to promote inclusiveness there. I mean, in other words, it is an attempt to turn the lawyers of the province of Ontario into a sort of army of crusaders to become meddlesome, assertive, and wherever they think they find any lack of inclusiveness, to hurl themselves into the cause of overturning that. I mean, it's nonsense. It is absolute, stark, raving nonsense. And that's why it was thrown out 3 years ago. And I am informed by very senior people in the both on the bench and in the bar in Ontario that they're going to confirm that they've thrown it out. They, my informant, there's any chance that nonsense is coming back, but they are trying to bring it back.
The Law Society is headed by a treasurer. I follow Wikipedia's reporting, and it has what are called benchers, which are the board of directors, and there are two slates. And that's the contest. You vote for this bench and status quo ante. We got rid of that 3 years ago. You vote for this bench and you reimpose what we got rid of 3 years ago. And Conrad puts it very well. It's just not practical. In addition, it's presumptive on the values and personalities of a vast number of lawyers who are extremely well-educated all the time. Conrad, it strikes me is that the Law Society or those who want to reimpose these rules don't trust people.
It seems that way. And not only do they not trust people, they take it upon themselves with no mandate or official sanction, whatever, to become a policeman, to become a kind of pestilential army of meddlers and enforcers of wokeism. And there is absolutely no basis for the Law Society to lay claim to any such function. Their entire rationale, raison d'etre, and statutory jurisdiction is to monitor and maintain standards within the legal profession. I mean, I think most of us surely would agree that we want these learned professions do need some level of management, and we would rather they manage themselves and have the government manage them, and so they do perform a useful function. But as I say, in the full glory of this woke headiness and faddishness, they decided to take it upon themselves to try and transform the legal profession into a sort of social action battering ram against perceived and wildly exaggerated excesses or moral or ethical shortcomings in society as a whole. The whole thing is an utterly mad concept.
It also has had 7 years for people to consider it, and it occurs to me that you should trust the vote. If the people who want to reimpose it win this contest, okay, they acknowledge it. But if they lose this contest, isn't that a demonstration that it was never practical? That's all we're saying. Nobody's casting doubt on people's motives. You're just saying it didn't work out. Isn't that simple enough?
Yes, yeah, and you're quite right. Nobody is saying that racism is good, that people should have unequal rights. I mean, no one's saying that. And as I say, we have a raft of legislation already and have had for many decades proclaiming the objection of all of society to any such thing. But so this is redundant in addition to being ultra vires to the benchers. I mean, no professional society can tell one of its members what it has to think and what it will do other than when it is practicing the profession that they have a right to regulate. And what you say is right. I think we did have that high tide of faddish and aggressive wokeism, but here, as in the United States and elsewhere, it's subsiding. I mean, people are tired of it. It doesn't work, and it's annoying. I mean, people exceeding their natural jurisdiction and imposing upon and trespassing on the rights and freedoms of other people.
Conrad Black, distinguished biographer. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,